If the accounting firm of Arthur Andersen manages to survive the scandal over its audit of Enron, it'll be a lot smaller than it is today. Yesterday, Andersen signed a memorandum of understanding with Deloitte & Touche that is said to involve that firm taking on a quarter of Andersen's 28,000 employees, the 7,000-strong tax unit. There's also a story in the New York Times that Andersen is considering laying off thousands. For what this means to the accounting business, we turn now to Lynn Turner, who is the director of the Center for Quality Financial Reporting at Colorado State University. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Lynn Turner, first of all, there are now a big five big accounting firms. That includes Andersen. Are we already down to four and a half?
I think we're getting very close to the final four. I think for Andersen to survive, they have to be able to keep their clients. They have to be able to keep their international networks. Because if these big clients can't go to an auditor who can serve them around the globe, they will change, and they have to keep their partners in place through their non-competes. They've done okay on the last, but it looks like their international network is quickly dissolving, and as we've already seen, a lot of clients are going, I think it's a long shot at best that Andersen will be able to stay around. If they do stay around, as you so aptly described, it's going to be a totally different firm than what it was in the past, smaller just principally here in the U.S.
Andersen faces a lot of litigation. It is also selling off part of its business to Deloitte & Touche, and some of its overseas branches are moving over to other accounting firms. Can you do that? That is, when you're being sued, is there a danger here that you are moving your assets out of the company when those assets are actually the fair game of the plaintiffs, perhaps, who are going to sue you for a lot of things?
I actually think that's an excellent question and, quite frankly, a very big question that's weighing on a lot of people's mind. Are the plaintiffs, attorneys in this case, going to let Andersen sell off a very valuable asset and take that out from the reach of the plaintiff's bar? I would speculate that the answer will be not unless the plaintiff's bar is comfortable, not unless the courts are comfortable that they're getting a good value, and in fact that the money, the proceeds that they get from the sale will be there and available to the shareholders in the litigation.
Well, let me put the question a different way. If I'm Deloitte & Touche and I am taking over the tax unit of Arthur Andersen, what does that mean? If I'm just hiring, am I just hiring the people who used to work for Andersen and they change the plaque on the door and now call it Deloitte & Touche and I get all of their clientele? Is anything else being transferred at that point other than the accounts that Andersen's tax unit has?
What Deloitte & Touche will be buying in this deal will be they'll get the people, the partners, and the staff from Arthur Andersen, so they'll acquire that. They'll turn around, they will acquire the client list. They'll, through those people, get access to all the tax clients of Arthur Andersen and hopefully be able to continue to do all their tax work. That's actually going to be very dicey for Andersen, Deloitte, and Touche, because I assume they'll say, Deloitte, you can do the tax work for all of our audit clients. But they'll also certainly be saying, keep your hands off the audits.
And Deloitte & Touche will not acquire any of the liabilities of Andersen in the process.
Deloitte & Touche's attorneys will make darn sure that they're not taking on any of the liability. If they thought they would, you will not see this deal finalized. And keep in mind, none of these deals, either here in the U.S. or internationally, have been finalized yet. And I think the big reason is because a lot of those buyers or prospective buyers are concerned that they might be exposing themselves to Enron, which would obviously be foolish.
Lynn Turner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lynn Turner, who used to be the chief accountant at the Securities and Exchange Commission, is now the director of the Center for Quality Financial Reporting at Colorado State University.